The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now here's the voice of Hawks football, Scott Reardon, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Good evening, Hawks fans, and welcome to Hawks Field here in College Place, Washington, on the campus of College Place High School. We have another SCAC East battle tonight between the Connell Eagles and your College Place Hawks. Drizzly night tonight. It wasn't not quite the beautiful sunset we had here at home game 2 weeks ago. It's been, of course, overcast and drizzly most of the day. And the Hawks hosting the number 2 ranked Connell Eagles. And a lot of storylines here tonight. First of all, to be honest, to paint the picture here. Not exactly sure how long Connell's going to have their starters in tonight. This is on paper and everything else, it's a definite mismatch. But let's talk about the Eagles, first of all. They come in 6-1, 4-1 overall, and despite losing 28-21 last week to top-ranked Royal, they are still number 2 in the Seattle Times AP rankings. Just give you a sample of some of their scores. Win over Othello, 41-16. Over Chelan, 41-12. Then against County Bend at home, 56-0. They won at Warden, 48-13. Won at home against Columbia Burbank, 61-14. At Riverview 2 weeks ago, 59-6. And then that back and forth, you score, I score, exchange scores all the way down until Royal finally sealed that game with a touchdown in the late game. If I remember right, it was an interception late in that game to defeat Connell. So Connell, in the last 2 seasons, they are 15-0 against teams not named the Knights. But their big bugaboo has been getting past Royal. Last year, they lost in the regular season, and then again in the state semifinals to the Royal Knights. And this year, of course, in losing last week at home against Royal, which, if you're really a fan and a student of the SCAC conference, that was really nothing more than a seeding game, as a lot of state experts think that Connell will find their way. They're going to have to probably go on the road a little bit to do it. They're going to find their way back into potentially a rematch with Royal, and that could potentially happen in the state finals on the west side. The big players for Connell coming into this game, first of all, quarterback Brian Hawkins, who is a 6 feet, 170-pound senior. Last year, Hawkins throwing for 1,600 yards and 17 touchdowns. This year, absolutely ridiculous numbers, 88, 146, 1,352 yards passing, 20 touchdowns against only 2 interceptions. His favorite receiver is another returning first-league, first-team, all-league, both defensive tackle and tight end, Stephen Krucci. And unofficially, I have Krucci for 30 receptions, 555 yards, and he has caught 11 of Hawkins' touchdowns. The two-headed running attack for Connell features Jax Whitby, who is a senior, 5'11", 175 pounds. So far on the year, Whitby with 626 yards rushing and 11 touchdowns. And Hawkins, the quarterback, likes to keep the ball, 368 yards rushing, averaging 8 yards a carry and 8 touchdowns. One kind of interesting note is Connell had quite a stud running back last year, a sophomore, Parker McCary, who transferred to Richland, and we heard his name called a few times in that win over Wahi last week, but they've really not lost much of a step, even with him having left the program and moved on to the 4A ranks. Looking at the SCAC East standings coming into this week, of course, Royal is on top, 7-0 overall, 5-0 in league. Connell comes in this game 6-1 and 4-1 in league. Then down the way, you have Columbia Burbank 3-3, 3-2 league, and Warden is 3-4, 3-3 league. And then the bottom four features Kybee, Waluke, Riverview, and College Place. Tonight's games in the SCAC East, we have Countabenton at Waluke. We have Columbia traveling to Royal, Columbia Burbank, that is, and Riverview traveling to Warden. Other games in the area, just kind of give you just a rundown of what's going to be happening here tonight. Locally, we have a big game tonight over at Edgar Brown Stadium in Pasco, where number 2 Richland is traveling to play Chihuahua, who is ranked 4th in the state. And that game is going to be for the number 1 seed and first place conference champion of the Columbia Basin Conference. And I'm going to be keeping you up to date on that game all night. And if you have followed Chihuahua at all, front law offensive line averaging 255 yards per man, and their running back, Andrew Vargas, has just torn it up this year. Again, this is Chihuahua, 32 touchdowns, 1,858 yards rushing. Other games going on tonight, a big game for 2B fans on the eastern side. Number 9, Dayton Waitsburg, is traveling to Kittitas. Both of those teams, 5-0 in league. And then we have Lyle Wishram at DeSales also as well. For College Place, they come into this game 1-6 and 0-5 league. Of course, they start out their season with a win here at home against Highland, then a non-conference loss at Goldendale. And since then, they've lost to Riverview. They had a forfeit game against Royal. They lost to Warden 48-12, Waluke 53-12. And they had the game last week at Countabenton, Benton City, where they lost 42-6. To kind of set the tone, too, for College Place last week, highlights, Miguel Moreno only in his second game at quarterback, again, moving from left tackle to quarterback, he threw for 121 yards. Kyler Tyner, 64 yards rushing. And College Place did get on the board in that game. Sophomore Braden Schwartz took it in on a 12-yard touchdown to get them on the board. But, again, it's action here tonight as Connell is out on the field warming up. They've got their white tops, white bottoms, and purple numerals with gold helmets. Again, they are the Eagles, and College Place will be wearing their blue tops with orange numerals and navy blue helmets. So, again, action here tonight. Connell, number 2 in the state at the College Place Hawks. And I had an opportunity to sit down and talk with Hawks coach Donald Pons. And that interview will be coming here after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Hey, Walla Walla. This is Todd Kimball, and I am running for county commissioner. My family has been farming in Walla Walla for 6 generations. I raise both dryland and irrigated crops, and I am a practicing CPA. My combination of experience is unique. As a past president of the Northwest Grain Grower Board and the Walla Walla County Conservation District Board, I can effectively represent those living in the county and make sure the rural areas of the county.
Total Office Concepts and Xerox, leading names in office technology, have teamed up to bring real and affordable solutions for managing and printing documents. With the Xerox exclusive app gallery, you can customize the Xerox MFP to handle documents the way you need, rather than conforming to some vendor's idea of how your workflow should be managed. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 at Total Office Concepts. We make your workspace work.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Welcome back to the Hawks pregame show. It is time for the Coach's Corner with College Place head coach Donald Pons. And first of all, Donald, looking back to last week's game with County Benton, let's talk about just highlighting some of the standout players from that game.
We had a couple. Cameron Marshall stands out a bit. He had three receptions and about 70 yards receiving. He really did a good job playing tight end for us. We hit him on some seams, and we knew that we could sneak him by. And you know, so he had a really successful night. He stood out. Also, Braden Schwartz stood out for us. He scored a lone touchdown, but you know, he has a long stride, and then we get him running in the off season. He'll be ready to go as running back. He's going to be a really special player running back.
So we're about 7 weeks into the season, kind of looking back so far. Other than the players you mentioned, who had been some of the biggest surprises? Like, I didn't see these kids coming at all.
Well, I think you have to look at our freshmen that kind of stepped up, and so you're talking about Tanner Schreindel. He stepped up in a big ways. Noah Merka stepped up, and Tanner plays safety and he plays a little receiver, but he's now our starting safety. Noah Merka, who was off and on, he didn't initially come out, and you know, he came out late, but he came out and he filled in as starting tackle and DN for us for a little bit. He stood out for us really. But you know what, the guy that we really that I think that will lead us, you know, we have our four captains, you know, Miguel, Grayson, Cam, and Axel. But I think the guy that's going to really help and elevate and move the team forward is Hector Diaz. He played maybe one or two games last year, got injured, was ineligible. And so he has some issues with that. But I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be a stalwart for us. He plays middle linebacker. He likes to hit. He's excited. He brings the pain every time. So he's going to help us out and be that guy for next year.
I think you did a pretty good job of handicapping the Royal Connell game last week, which was, I think, 28-21, if I remember right, Royal winning. I'm assuming you've watched that game on tape this week. What are your takeaways after watching both of those teams play?
Oh, it was a fun game to watch. I've watched that game several times already. Connell was up, you know. They're big, they're fast, they're strong. They play solid defense and offense. They have a great quarterback. They have a good system. They run similar things that we run, or I guess we run similar things that they run, you know, in our defense and offensive schemes. But we knew it was going to be a drag out, knockdown fight, and that's what we got. And that was, I know those fans there were not disappointed. As a coach, you can appreciate something like that.
And it seemed like for about the fifth week in a row, we play a team coming off a loss to Royal. How does that work out?
it's interesting because all we got is when we change films with these other teams, we get Royal film, and it's like, oh, something, somebody's telling us something here. We know that teams, they go in getting beat up, and physically and probably psychologically, just the way Royal plays. Connell's a little bit different. They're able to handle and withstand a team like Royal. They can beat Royal. So we know that they're going to be about their business. They're not worried about the past. They're going to come, look forward. They're going to get better. They're probably going to play some of their younger guys to get better, get those guys ready for the playoff run in next year.
Okay, you have a couple assistant coaches. I just want you to briefly introduce them and what their roles are on the team.
Yeah, I have Tim Hutchison. He is a teacher at Mack High School in Milton Freewater. He is a former head coach at Mack High. He is our defensive coordinator. He game plans. He sets everything. He gets everything going for us defensively. He coaches on offense. He coaches the offensive line, and he is responsible for the linebackers. Our second coach, what I'll introduce, is Zach Widmer. He is a teacher, a PE teacher, at Davis Elementary School in College Place. He is our special teams coordinator. He is a guru. We have a lot of great things with special teams. He does a lot of the offensive work with me as well. And he coaches receivers. We all share receiver and running back coaching duties, but he does a really good job with the receivers. And, you know, guys are excited. Those guys are really excited and really, really love to coach football.
I feel like I've come full circle because I broadcast Zach's games when he was in high school. Yes.
Yeah.
So turning to pro football, Seahawks have 5 games under their belt from what you've seen. How would you forecast the rest of their season moving forward here?
Well, I think, you know, they're the Seahawks. They're not going to, you know, they're going to beat some teams. They're going to be the teams they should beat, and then they're going to be in some close games. And so, you know, I still see a 11-win season. I see them struggling a little bit, and that's going to happen. And but I do see them coming on in the coming on in the playoffs.
As we watch a big play going down the field here. All right, again, this has been the Coach's Corner with College Place Hawks head coach Donald Pons. And we will continue with the Hawks pregame show after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Hey, Walla Walla, 3 years strong. Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales, your perfect choice for your next vehicle. If we don't have what you're looking for, no problem. We have thousands of vehicles we can search through. Need financing? We have that too. Rates as low as 2.99%. How about a first-time buyer with no cosigner? No problem. We can help there as well. Let me be your car guy. I can help with all aspects of the vehicle industry. Come see us today or visit us at usedcarswallawalla.com or check my Facebook page, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
As we fall into a really busy time of year, don't you want something more hassle-free? You get it, because when you need it, they've got it, and they do it. Walla Walla's Postal Annex. They're the true definition of service. They have exceptional office services, scanning, print from email, business cards, rubber stamps, sending and receiving faxes. They take gift wrapping to a whole new level. It really saves you time, and beautifully done. So let Postal Annex of Walla Walla treat you every month with superb office services, plus away shopping center with front door parking. Walla Walla's Postal Annex.
Have you ever heard of the old saying, it's too good to be true? Well, this isn't it. For a limited time, you can receive up to $1,600 in rebates from Total Comfort Solutions on the purchase of a new comfort system and low interest financing. A new high-efficient, super quiet heat pump system for as little as $149 a month. And wait, you may qualify for another $1,100 rebate from your utility company. That's $2,700 direct to you. I love getting money in the mail. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 525-4868 or visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And I will never break.
At the national anthem with Junior Hannah Rickards, and both teams out on the field now, getting ready for again SCAC action tonight between Connell and College Place. So I'm going to give you a rundown too of games in college football. Tomorrow, Oregon State at University of Washington, 6-0 overall, 3-0 in the Pac-12 are the Huskies. They come into that game as a 36.5-point favorite over the Beavers at Husky Stadium. That game is 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. And a game tomorrow night in the Tempe Desert, Washington State 4-2. They also are 3-0 overall in Pac-12 at Arizona State. And somehow, I never even thought it possible, Washington State has crept up to the point where they are ranked technically 27th or 28th in the AP rankings after getting knocked off in their opener by my Eastern Eagles 45-42. And then another close game, they lost to Boise State, but they've now run off four straight wins, have the Washington State Cougars, and of course three of those in league, big wins over Stanford and Oregon as well, big blowout games there. Game tomorrow in Bozeman, Montana, the number three ranked in the FCS, Eastern Washington University, they are 5-1 overall, 3-0 in the Big Sky, co-leaders right now in that conference, traveling to play at Montana State. Game going on here again tonight is the College Play Talk starters being announced. I'm going to give you the offensive starters. It's going to be junior wide receiver Grayson Taylor and also junior wide receiver Cam Lindstrom. Third wide receiver will be freshman Tanner Schrendel, and then the fourth wide receiver is junior Axel Corain. The offensive line, tackle Hector Diaz, sophomore. Guard Dustin Josephek, a junior, will be seeing his first action in, I want to say, about 4 or 5 weeks since he twisted his ankle. Actually, that might have been the opener he got hurt in. So Dustin back tonight, the junior defensive lineman who is 6 feet, 225. His college players need as much size as possible. You look at the heights and weights of some of the linemen for Connell, 5'10", 230, 6'4", 275. 6'1", 245, 6'3", 250. Those are indeed very large young men. Continuing on, the offensive line starters, center Xavier Thompson, a sophomore, guard Devin Berg, also a sophomore, and tackle Braden Schwartz, who I think is going to alternate between tackle and also running back. So he'll be number 50 and number 42 tonight. The running back is Kyler Tyner, the sophomore and quarterback in his third start, career start. That is Miguel Moreno. So time winding down here. I'll give you the defensive starters. Same pretty much as offense. Defensive ends, Joseph Eck and Schwartz. Defensive tackles for College Place, Thompson and Berg. The Hawk defender will be Grayson Taylor. Linebackers will be Diaz and Moreno. And I just got to say that sophomore, Hector Diaz, who had really was seeing his first action in quite some time, had some big tackles last week at Town of Benton, as he really kind of showed himself strong. And, of course, he was highlighted in the pregame interview by Coach Ponce. He has 5'9", 160. Also at linebacker will be Miguel Moreno. The other Hawk position will be Cam Lindstrom. And the three DBs will be junior Axel Corain, freshman Tanner Schrendel, and sophomore Kyler Tyner. Captains out on the field right now, Taylor, Lindstrom, and Corain and also Moreno out there meeting with the Connell captains. Again, Connell smarting just a little bit after that 28-21 loss last week to Royal, and again, what really came out to the seeding game for the SCAC East. Just wanted to put a shout-out, as I was reading in the Union Bulletin yesterday, about Tushy and Coach Gary Dorman stepping down from the head coaching and teaching positions at Tushy High School. And I have some fond memories of Gary doing national board certification with him 6 years ago. He was the fellow career and technical ed teacher. He teaches agriculture out at Tushy High School, and really enjoyed collaborating with him during that year-long process of national board. And if you haven't ever met Gary, he's a great guy, and I just wish him all the best as he closes out a long, and I believe it's a 36-year career, overall between a multitude of sports out at Tushy High School. So good luck, Gary, in all of your future endeavors. Appears that College Place won the toss. They elected to defer, so they will kick off. And again, just to be quite honest with you and just kind of setting the stage, I'm not exactly sure how long we will see Connell starters, but again, this is a honestly quite a mismatch, and it's College Place get a glimpse as to what a quality state program is going to look like. And again, this is a team that is one of the top teams in the state, and as I said in the opener, could very well be playing in the Tacoma Dome here before the season is over. So Miguel Moreno trots out with the kicking tee in college place in their navy tops and orange numerals with the navy helmets, and the Connell Eagles come out white tops, white bottoms, a purple stripe along the shoulder and their purple numerals, and very bright gold helmets, kind of look like Notre Dame-ish-like helmets. And we're going to be ready here for action shortly. Again, it's Connell and College Place here in SCAC East action here in College Place. Drizzly night. The umbrellas are out. The ponchos are out. And it is a breast cancer awareness as well night here in College Place. Moreno ready to approach the ball. High, short kickoff down at the 30, field at the 32, back up the field to the 40, and dropped at the 42-yard line is the return man. That was Austin Smith, about an 11-yard return up at the 43. We do have a flag down. And our call is what? And I'm still kind of pausing to see what that call was. I kind of miss it. Okay, block in the back. Okay. So march it back. We have an illegal block. March that back 10 yards. At first I thought he was holding his arms across like it was delay a game. I was like, okay. All right. The illegal block's going to move it back to the, call it the 32-yard line. Connell with Hawkins in shotgun. Again, so that's Jack Whitby behind him. And they're going to turn handball right up the middle, big hole, breaking free to the 45 to 50 and running right over a man up at the 48-yard line is Jared Tuttle, the 5'8", 165-pound running back, and he's going to take it all the way up to the 48-yard line, does Tuttle, for a gain of 16 yards. Didn't really see much of Tuttle in the stats lines for Connell on the year. But he gets 16 yards, ball at Connell's 48, first and 10. Connell moving from left to right. Hawkins in shotgun, flanked by Whitby. Hand the ball off right side. Whitby cuts inside into College Place territory. Still going 45 inside the 40. Finally dragged down from behind, down at the 44-yard line. Corain and Schrendel down on the play. And speaking of down, College Place has a man down at the 17-yard run. A first down for Jack Whitby, and then we're going to have a stoppage of play here. So first and 10 at the College Place 35, 11:28 to go first quarter, no score. Let's take a two-minute break here while we pause for this injury. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Cooking dinner shouldn't be complicated. So with the help from Elgin Appliance, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid, they're making cooking fun again.
Consistent baking and mouth-watering results come standard with all Whirlpool wall ovens with the AccuBake baking system for even temperature. Or the KitchenAid double oven range with even heat or convection cycle that delivers the consistency you desire. Every meal comes out perfect. So take the short drive to Milton Freewater and experience the Elgin Appliance difference.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Braden Schwartz comes off the field on his own power. Connell first and 10 at College Place 35. Whitby flanking Hawkins and shotgun, two wides either side. Four-man front, men in motion across the formation is Tuttle as he slides across. And they're going to have a stoppage of play. I think Tuttle was moving forward when that ball got snapped. So it'll be an illegal procedure call, I do believe, as I'm pausing for a signal. Dead ball, illegal procedure against Connell. That will give them a first and 15 at the College Place 40. Again, just underway here on a drizzly evening here in College Place. 11:10 to go here, first quarter. Noscoa Connell opened their drive at their own 32, and they'll have a 1st and 15 hash mark right at the Hawk 40-yard line. Again, Connell moving here from left to right, the number 2-ranked Eagles in the SCAC East. Hawkins will come out in shotgun, flanked by senior running back Whitby, two wide to either side. Long count by Hawkins. Takes the snap, ball in the air, grabbed out of the midair by Whitby. He spins and he reverses his field, and he's still going. They can't bring him down, and he's finally run down. That ball just popped straight up in the air. It was like Hawkins and Whitby kind of looked at each other like, who wants it? And Whitby runs about 20 yards to pick up two, and it'll be a 2-yard gain for Connell. 2nd down and 13 at the College Place 38-yard line. It's almost a turnover there by Connell. Hawkins getting the play call in from the sideline. As again, Braden Schwartz was the man who was shaken up there. He's on the sideline standing. He looks to be okay. They're going to send one wide left, two right, one man slotted left. Whitby flanking Hawkins, man in tuttle in motion on the fly. Sweep gets the handoff. 35-30, still going 25-20, breaking free, running over about three guys. Finally dragged down by Moreno, but not before he gets a first down, clear down to the 15-yard line. So give Tuttle a gain of 23 on that play. Two carries, 39 yards for Tuttle, the senior running back, 5'8", 165. And it'll be another first down from Connell. 1st and 10, call it the right at the 15-yard line. Again, Connell's opening possession here, 9:45 to go in the first quarter. Hash mark left. Hawkins in shotgun, flanked by Tuttle with Whitby right behind him, wide to either side. Turn, hand the ball off right up the middle. Big hole, just wide open, running into the end zone with very little resistance is Whitby, 15 yards off the left side. He takes it in easily, and Connell goes up here 6-0 with 9:24 to go. So that was a four-play, 68-yard drive for the Eagles, and they are quickly on the board here with 9:24 to go in the quarter, as Ramos will come on, I do believe, for the extra point. Lions are set, Hawkins to hold. Snap back, kick is a good one, and it is through. 9:24 to go here in the first quarter. Connell 7, College Place nothing. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley. It's L&G Ranch Supply.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back at Hawks Field here as Ramos prepares to tee it off for Connell. He has quite a leg. As Tyner and Corain back deep here, the line shot off the left side can hit down to 15. Picked up down there at 11, running laterally across the field. As Tyner cuts inside, and he is buried, snowed under at about the 22-yard line. For College Place to take over, 1st down and 10, their first possession of the night. As, again, they went, did the Eagles 68 yards on opening drive. Just give you some stats there. Already you've got the senior running backs with the 3 carries, 34 yards, and that 15-yard touchdown. And Tuttle, 2 carries for 39 yards. As they did have a 5-yard penalty mixed in there, so it was a 73-yard, well, 4 plays, 68 yards with 73 yards of offense and the five-yard illegal procedure penalty. Calkins didn't even put the ball up on that possession. How come the Hawks here, they're going to send three wides out here to the left? Moreno in shotgun, flanked by Tyner, four-man front for the white-shirted Eagles. Snap back, hand the ball off the middle. Tyner, hesitation, then he's just drilled back and pushed back by Sear Deans, I think that is, and a host of other defensive linemen there, and it's going to be a loss back at the 20, loss of a yard by the sophomore running back Tyner. Second down and 11 for the Hawks at their own. Actually, they're short of their 15-yard line. I had the wrong yard mark there, their 15-yard line. Second down and 11 for the Hawks at their own 15. As we're just kind of about one-third of the way here to the first quarter, 8:43 to go in the quarters. Moreno brings the play in from Coach Pond. Second 11, Hawks their own 15-yard line. They're going to send three wides out to the right, as Tyner will flank Moreno, as Connell stacking the box, and there's movement, and they knock the center back, Thompson, back on his rear end. He's kind of like, whoa, what was that all about? But there was some jumping there. We'll see if they were drawn off or whether they moved. And the call is dead ball encroachment against Connell. Again, in high school, different from college or the pros, if you break that imaginary five-yard plane on either side of the football, there's an automatic dead ball. The play ends, and they march off 5 yards from there. So second and six for the Hawks at their own 20-yard line. Again, Miguel Moreno making his third career start after starting out the season at left tackle against College Place, welcoming back Dustin Josephek, the 6 feet, 225-pound junior lineman. They're going to send put Schwartz in at left end, three wides out to the right. Moreno in shotgun, straight back to pass. Lips fires over the middle. That ball is caught and dropped up at the 25-yard line. Is the receiver Lindstrom, so a gain of five on that pass. It's a little curl there right beyond where the linebackers were. Gain of five, third down, and a short one for the Hawks at the 25-yard line. 7:25 to go here, first quarter. College Place moving from right to left. Connell scoring on their first possession. The game on a 15-yard run by Jax Whitby. Hash mark right, third and one again. College Place trying to get some offensive momentum going here. Break the huddle. Again, they'll send Schwartz in at left tight end. Tyner to flank Moreno. Three wides out to the right. Five men stacking the line for Connell. Back to pass. Moreno fires out in the flat. That ball nearly picked off. Knocked away. Intended for the running back out in the flat. It's out there with Clay Easterday. And he was thinking 6 points there as that ball just beyond his outstretched fingertips, incomplete. I believe it'll be punting time for College Place, fourth and one. We'll see what they do here. Fourth and one from the 25. It looks like Moreno's going to come out in punting formation. I'm not sure if Connell's buying it, though. Fourth and one from the 25. They don't have anybody back in single safety. Moreno stands on his own 15. Snap is there. He's going to do a fake. He rolls to the right, fires deep, and way over the head. We have a flag down as well. Way over the head of Grayson Taylor up at the 40-yard line. That ball airmailed into the Connell bench. Late flag flying in. That might be illegal downfield on the behalf of College Place. Yes, ineligible receiver downfield is declined. Again, you cannot go beyond 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. That will be declined, and College Place will turn the ball over on downs. So what looked like a little bit of offense momentum there kind of blows up there as they're going to, Connell is going to come out first and 10 now with 6:44 to go. First and 10 with awesome field position for the Eagles. First and 10 at the Hawks 25-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. It'll be Hawkins in shotgun with Whitby flanking him with two wides out to the left, one to the right, and one man slotted inside. Man in motion again. His tuttle across the formation. Fake. Fire out on the left side. Inside screen trying to reverse his field. Spinning and kind of barely hanging on to the ball there as a receiver. And I think that was Reiner, if I'm not mistaken.
completes the runner.
Down to the 21-yard line. Modest gain of 4 yards on the play. Reiner is a sophomore, 5'9", 140. So second down and 6 for the second-ranked in the state of Washington Eagles. And that was Hawkins' first pass and completion. Second and 6 at the Hawks' 21-yard line. Hawkins will come out under center with Whitby, the senior running back, right behind him. Wide to either side, one man slotted inside. College plays showing blitz. As they're going to, faking the handoff, rolling right, Hawkins fires downfield. That ball is caught, and hanging on for dear life there was the running back, and I think that was Schwartz and Lindstrom down there. Pass complete to Crunchy down to the 15-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6 yards on the play. So right at the first down marker, Crunchy is Connell's leading receiver, again coming in. I had him down for 30 receptions for 555 yards. So first passing first down, first and 10 hash mark right for the Eagles from the Hawks' 15-yard line. Under center is Hawkins. Hand the ball off Whitby, left side. Inside the 5, just lowers his shoulder, breaks free, dives for the goal line. And did he get in? And the signal is yes, he did. So another off tackle. It's almost an instant replay of the first touchdown as Jack Whitby takes it over the left side for a 15-yard score. His second touchdown of the game, and with 5:19 to go in the first quarter, Connell has now gone up 13-0. Two touchdowns for the senior Hawkins Volk from 15 yards out. In is Luis Ramos with Hawkins to hold. High snap. He gets it down and still has the presence of mind to put it through. 5:19 to go here in the first quarter. Your score, Connell 14, College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC2.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
We're back to Hawks Field here in College Place. Connell has gone up 14-0 on 2 15-yard touchdown runs by senior Jack Whitby, who already has 4 carries for 49 yards and 2 scores. As College Place went for it on a fake punt on 4th and 1 for their 25 and were unable to convert, and then Connell takes it in on 3 plays. Back deep is Tyner and Corain camping under it at the 12-yard line, fakes the handoff. Up the right side goes Axel, and he is hit and runs into a brick wall up at the 23-yard line, and that's about where College Place is going to take over first down and 10. It looks like Corain might take it for a little bit larger gain, but he was stopped dead in his tracks there at the 23-yard line for College Place to take over first down and 10. Did have one completion there for 5 yards on that previous drive. They were aided, of course, by a 5-yard encroachment call as College Place will come over out first and 10, hash mark right. Moreno flanked by Tyner. As Miguel put the ball in the air 23 times last week. 2 wides out left, 1 to the right. Snap back through the hands of Moreno. In trouble, going to keep it off the right side. It looked like he was looking to throw. He carries a couple of Eagles out of bounds with him, but it's going to be a loss back to the, let's call it the 19-yard line. So a loss of 4 on the play as that ball a little bit high. And, of course, with this cold, wet weather, kind of hard to keep a handle on. We saw Connell in their first drive just about lose the ball on the snap and handoff. So second down and 14, College Place, hash mark right, moving from right to left here in what should be what we expect to be is the last home game here of the 2016 season and the inaugural varsity year for the College Place Hawks. Out they come with three wides out to the left and one slotted, actually tight end right, Tyner, next to Moreno. Long count, snap back. Moreno running to his left, looks to throw, fires. And Crane is there, and he was open. And as he turned, he dropped the ball up at the 30-yard line. Well-thrown ball by Moreno, but through the hands of Crane, incomplete, as he kind of got twisted around there and couldn't quite match up his hands with the ball. But a nice throw by Moreno. It's going to bring up third down and 14 from the 19-yard line. Miguel so far 1 for 4 for 5 yards through the air. Again, we have 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. Connell up 14-0 as they again come in ranked number 2 in the state of Washington. Out they come here, three wides out left with Schwartz, tight end right, Tyner flanking him. Snap back, Moreno looking to throw, fires over the middle, caught by Crane. Kind of tight spin, and he's dropped and thrown down rudely, I might add, up at the 25-yard line. And that is, I've got number 51. I'm not sure who that is. But that is a gain up to the 25-yard line, gain of 6 on the play to Crane. But it will bring up fourth down here. Moreno to punt. Again, Connell doesn't even bother sending anybody back on punt coverage here. On 4th and 8, Moreno will kick it away. Just an end-over-end kick and hit it to Connell, 47, take a College Place bounce, and down it rolls to the 36-yard line. So a decent punt of 38 yards down there, down to the 36-yard line. Well, Connell will take over first down and 10. I'm going to try to get the number of who that mysterious number 51 is. As Connell come out first and 10 at their own 36-yard line hash mark right as they took it in on their last first drive was 4 plays, 68 yards. That last drive after the College Place unable to convert on a fake punt was 3 plays, 25 yards. Now they come from the 36-yard line. We have a stoppage of play. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Boys like to throw rocks. Girls usually don't. But they do encourage such behavior in their boys, depending on the rock. I'm Skip Kenneth at Falkenberg's Jewelers. And boys, we have the kind of rocks that girls love. And you only need to toss one to make her happy. It's a short toss, too, from your hand to hers. And when she sees her new rock, she's going to say, let's play catch more often. Falkenberg's Jewelers. For boys who like to throw rocks. And for the girls who encourage such behavior.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back to live action here. First and 10 Eagles at their own 36-yard line. Tuttle in motion across the formation, taking the handoff. Hawkins pumps, fires deep down the middle of the field. Man wide open in College Place territory. Dropped by Kareem, but not before the receiver, Crunchy, their senior receiver, takes it all the way to the College Place 33-yard line. At a 31-yard pass play and a Connell first down as Hawkins is waiting back there for Crunchy to come free in the coverage there. And it's a first and 10 all the way to the Hawk 33-yard line. 3:13 to go here, first quarter. Connell leads 14-0, hash mark left. They come out of the white-shirted, white-panted Connell Eagles. Whitby, single back set behind Hawkins under center. Wide to either side in motion is Price across formation here. Pitch the ball right side. Whitby cuts inside the 30, looking for the corner. Still going inside the 25, tries to cut inside and finally knocked out of bounds by Xavier Thompson down at the 15-yard line, but Whitby with another big gain, that one going for 18 yards. And he just patiently waited out his blocking there. And it's a first down at the Hawks 15-yard line. Whitby unofficially so far, 5 carries for 67 yards and 2 touchdowns. Tuttle, 2 carries for 39 yards. First and 10 at the Hawks 15-yard line, hash mark right. Hawkins again will plant under center. They got the ball on that 15-yard line again, and Whitby scored twice on 15-yard runs. Hawkins long count, straight back to pass, fires over the middle. That pass is high and through the hands of the receiver down there, and I believe that was intended for Reiner as he was unable to hold on back down about the 5-yard line, incomplete. It will bring up second down and 10 for the Eagles. And they're moving from left to right here down at the Hawks 15-yard line. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter, and Connell leads 14-0. Going out left will be Price and Reiner out to the right. Double tight end set with Hawkins under center. Behind him is Whitby. Pitch the ball left side, Whitby. As he's got a big blocker in front of him, he gets the block, runs for the corner. He's going to just waltz right into the end zone. And there's that number again, a 15-yard touchdown run by Jack Whitby, his third such 15-yard run here in the first quarter. And he takes it in for his third score of the game. And here with 2:30 to go in the first quarter, Connell now goes up 15-0. Again, they're smarting after that 28-21 loss to Royal last week, and they get on the board in all kinds of bunches here so far tonight. As into the extra point will be Ramos with Hawkins to hold. Lines are set. Snap is a good one. Kick is over. It's through the hands of Hawkins. He slips, fires out in the end zone. That ball through the hands of one receiver and another, and the pass falls incomplete with Taylor covering in the end zone. 2:30 to go here in the first quarter. Your score, Connell 20 and College Place nothing. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought. Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. We're almost ready to tee it off. Luis Ramos for Connell. Back deep, Tyner and Corrine. High end-over-end kick fielded by Tyner down at about the 7-yard line. Actually, that's Taylor up the left side. It gets a little bit of an alley. Still going and finally dragged down from behind up at the 30-yard line. Is Tyner actually had that correct on the return originally, clear up to the 30s. So about a 23-yard return for Tyner. Hash mark left, College Place will take over. First down and 10 at their own 30 with their best starting field position. Connell already up 20-0. Jack Whitby has had a pretty good season here in the first quarter. 6 carries for 82 yards and 3 touchdowns. Moreno getting the call in from Coach Pons. Okay, all right. As the ever-changing roster in the SCAC East. Reno in under shotgun with Tyner flanking him 2 wides out to the right. Snap back, fires out in the flat. That ball is caught, and trying to get free. I think that's Corrine out there, and he's going to be dragged down short of the line to gain at about the 29-yard line, as that was a dangerous pass out there in the flat. And it there was a linebacker, a defensive back, that was charging on that ball. It looks like Corrine is kind of dancing around back there, trying to shake off the tackle. It'll bring up a second down and 11, Hawks at their own 29-yard line, 1:49 to go here in the first quarter. I don't think we run the clock, but it is running. Here we go, second and 11 from the 29-yard line. Tyner flanking Moreno, three wides out to the left. Back to pass, Moreno looking to throw. He's going to wind up, fire deep. It's a jump ball as Hawkins was back there covering on Corrine up at about the 48-yard line. Decent throwing ball by Moreno, but two DBs back there. Also back there was Ramos. And it'll bring up a third down and 11 for the Hawks. 1:26 to go here in the first quarter. Connell has scored already three times on senior running back Jax Whidbey, all 15-yard runs, and they lead 20 to nothing here. As Moreno so far on the night, 3 for 7 for 10 yards through the air. Breaking the huddle, Lindstrom will come out here to the left with Corrine and Taylor joining him. Tight end right, Tyner flanking Moreno, third and 11, five-man front. Connell rolling to his left as Moreno fires out in the flat, way over the head. As that ball just kind of sailed on Moreno, not much of a spiral on it. His ball's incomplete, caught over there somewhere on the Hawks bench. And that'll bring up fourth down and 11. From the 29 with 1:20 to go here in the first quarter in a game that has been quite expectedly all Connell so far. As, again, the Eagles, they don't bother sending anybody back deep for punt coverage. They're not buying it. They'll just stay in their standard set here on 4th and 11 from the 29-yard line for the Hawks as Moreno to punt, standing back inside the 20. As he gets the kick away, a little pressure, short end-over-end kick, could hit right in front of the Connell bench, take a brief college place bounce, and be marked out of bounds at the Connell 49-yard line. So only a 22-yard punt there for Moreno, and Connell will take over with great field position at their own 49-yard line. Their last drive was 67 yards, highlighted by a 31-yard pass from Hawkins to Crunchy, and two big runs, an 18-yarder and a 15-yarder by Jax Whidbey. So out come the Eagles. Actually, they're going to call it midfield here. Ball spotted right at midfield. Single back set behind Hawkins as he is under center. Hand the ball up the right side. Big hole and blasting through there into College Place territory, crossing midfield and going to the 48-yard line is Ramos carrying the ball, his first carry of the evening. To give Ramos just an off-tackle blast there, a gain of 7. Second down and 3 for Connell. Hash mark right. We're down to 43 seconds here to go in the first quarter. Tuttle actually slotted right with Ramos, single back set behind Hawkins and under center. Wide to the side, and it's now Price moving in motion, take the pitch, inside handoff, Price, all kinds of running room, the 45 to 40, cuts inside, still going down the sideline, 35-30, cutting all the way down the sideline in front of the Connell bench, and nobody is going to lay a hand on Caleb Price, the senior wide receiver, 6 feet, 175, and he takes it in for a touchdown, clear from the, that was a 43-yard run is what I believe I had that as. And it is a Connell touchdown with 16 seconds to go. Give Price the touchdown carry. As we're getting ready for the extra point here, Ramos in with Hawkins to hold. And Lyons has said he's going to wait for everything to kind of get settled here. snap is back, and the kick is up, and it looks good, and it is good. 16 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Your score, Connell 27 and College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Hello, I'm Todd Kimball, and I am running for Walla Walla County Commissioner. We need a county commissioner who is familiar with farming and with life in the rural areas of our county. I was born and raised here in Walla Walla, and my wife Sandy and I have raised our family here. Our roots run deep here. We've been farming the Walla Walla soil for six generations. I am also a CPA with a keen understanding of budgeting, audits, and financial decisions. Please exercise your right to vote this November.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back to action here at Hawks Field as Connell has put the ball in the end zone four times here in the first quarter. That last was a touchdown highlighted by a 43-yard run. It was an inside wide receiver reverse to senior Caleb Price, and he takes it in from 43 yards out, so a short two-play 50-yard drive. And I'm sure if Connell coach Wayne Reiner said, let's work on our running game tonight, boys, they have 171 yards rushing here in just the first quarter. Ramos to tee it off here, Taylor and Corain deep. Corain retreats to his own six-yard line, right straight up the middle of the field, the 15 to 20. And a big collision up at the 21-yard line as laying the lumber there was, don't tell me it's that same number 51. Actually, it's the Zane Andrew Jeske, I think, is at 51, junior 6 feet, 220, as he runs head-on into Corain at the 21-yard line after a 15-yard return by the juniors. So College Place will take over. First down, this will probably be the last play of the quarter. Let's actually call it the 22-yard line. Hash mark left. Moreno gets the call in from Coach Pons. As Connell has just kind of run wild so far in this first quarter with four touchdown runs so far. Now come the Hawks here, and they're still looking for their first down as Schwartz come in tight end left with three wide receivers bunched to the right. Kiner flanking Moreno, back to pass, fires, and diving attempt up at the 24-yard line is Corain. Past his outstretched hands on the little curl there, incomplete. Bring up second down and 10 as Moreno 3 for 9 so far for 10 yards. Rushing would be 6 carries, 82 yards, 3 scores. Tuttle 2 for 39, and of course Price 1 for 43 on the one touchdown run. Second down and 10, hash mark left, come the Hawks from their own 22-yard line. They send Thompson out of the ball at center with Moreno and shotgun flanked by Tyner. Three wides out to the right again, four-man Connell front. They're going to turn, hand the ball off. Tyner tries to run laterally, and he's stacked up and dropped. Clay Easterday, one of the leaders there, and they hit him for a no gain. That'll do it for the end of the first quarter here from Hawks Field. Your score, Connell 27 and College Place nothing. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawksfield. We're after one quarter. The second-ranked Connell Eagles already up 27-0. I want to give you an update on cross-country action for College Place. The Hawks cross-country team traveled to Cleveland yesterday for their last SCAC league meet of the season Thursday. Malia Lowe captured her first cross-country race victory on the very muddy, and I heard about how muddy it was up in Cleveland on their 5K course. Malia had a time of 21:20. More on that in a moment as out come the Hawks here. Third down and 10 at the 22-yard line. Three running backs flanking Moreno in the backfield with one man, Glenstrom, out to the right. In motion, Taylor back to pass, looking to fire is Moreno through the hands of Taylor. Incomplete. Little curl over on the left side to his hands up the 23-yard line. Incomplete. Continuing on. Comments by Darren Duran, head coach of the cross-country team. This is a tough course to PR on, but I'm happy with the solid performance of my runners today. The Hawks look to prepare for the district meet next Thursday at Apple Ridge, hosted by Highlands. The top 28 boys and 21 girls will advance on to district. State meet is November 5th at Sun Willows in Pasco. Out comes Moreno into punt. They look like they're shorthanded. They're waving, want to wave somebody on, and out they come. And I can't believe that the 25-second clock hasn't gone off yet. Here we go, fourth and 11 from the 22. Snap back, kick away. Moreno off the side of his foot, off the right side. Going to hit and take a College Place bounce inside of Connell territory and going to be down by Grayson Taylor at the 43-yard line. So as it is, it's a 36-yard punt, no return with about 15 yards of roll. That's the good news. The bad news is that Connell again with amazing field position at their own 43-yard line. Hope to get you some updates later on girls soccer and volleyball action, as well as an update from Key Club and Drama here at College Place High School. Out comes Connell, first and 10 from their own 43. Hawkins under center, Whitby behind him. A little crossbuck action, right side, big hole. Hawkins inside of College Place territory at the 45. Stays in bounds down the sideline. Finally dropped in front of Connell territory on the far sideline. I think that was Crane coming up from his cornerback spot. But not before Whitby takes it all the way down to the 33-yard line. So that would be a gain of 24 yards on the carry as Whitby gobbling up huge chunks of yardage here. He now has 106 yards on seven carries, and he takes it down to the Hawk 33-yard line. First and 10 hash mark right for Connell. Whitby single back behind Hawkins. One man slotted inside, wide to either side. Hand the ball off left side inside, breaking the tackle, and still going as Whitby. This lowers his shoulder, and they hold him to a gain. I just kind of say that almost flippantly, but they hold him to a gain of 6 yards. Down to the 27-yard line, second down and four, as the senior running back Whitby averaging 14 yards a carry so far tonight and has three touchdowns. Second down and four for Connell, right in the middle of the field, moving from right to left now as we've got 10:50 to go here in the second quarter. Whitby will be the single back behind Hawkins. One man slotted inside. Hawkins back to pass, slant pattern to the hands, actually caught. And trying to break free and dropped down at the 15-yard line is Reiner. That'd be the coach's son. That play goes for, I'll call it the 16-yard line. It's an 11-yard gain on the pass play to Reiner. And it'll be another Connell first down. It's passing so far. Hawkins, he really hasn't thrown much. 3 for 4 for 46 yards. Takes it down to the 16-yard line. Second reception for Reiner on the day. Down to 10:19 to go here second quarter action here from College Place. Connell comes out middle of the field again. High formation set with Whitby, the up back. Hawkins under center. Tight formation. First time we've seen this, and we have a whistle, and everything's going to wind down in slow motion here for Connell. We're going to see what the call is here. That the one thing that Connell has had a problem with so far, if you want to point to anything, is that they have had four penalties so far for 25 yards. So move that back to the 31-yard line. Clock running, first and 15 at the Hawks' 21-yard line. Tuttle and Whitby. Eye formation set behind Hawkins in the backfield. Again, that tight formation, four-man front, long count. Hawkins takes the handoff, rolls to his right, looks to throw, fires low, and we have a late flag coming in as that ball skips across the ground. Not sure exactly who that was intended for, but it is incomplete, and our call is what? We have illegal receiver downfield. And what do we got here? The referee will talk with Captain Cameron Lindstrom. And College Place will take the penalty. So illegal downfield, 5-yard penalty. That moves it back to the, actually it'll be a 10-yard penalty, 10-yard penalty back to the 31. That will bring up second down and, first and 25. First and 25 from the Hawks' 31-yard line. Actually, check that, as I thought that was a little bit too much yardage. Reverse your field and make that a 5-yard penalty. So first and 20 from the 26-yard line. Hawkins in shotgun, flanked by Whitby, double wide to either side. Four-man Hawk front, long count by Hawkins. College Place showing blitz, back to pass. Hawkins slips, but the fires deep. It's a jump ball in the end zone, and a beautiful defensive play down at the goal line there as tipping it away. Kind of at the very last second was Adriel Zaragoza, and the nice throw by Hawkins looked like it was going to be just a scramble for the ball at the goal line, but Zaragoza knocks it away incomplete. It was a touchdown. I missed the carom. It was a beautiful defensive play. It was so beautiful they scored. Sorry about that. As I was a little bit premature there. We're almost in for the extra point. It does go for a touchdown on the pass by Hawkins. I guess that ball never hit green. Snap is back. Kick is up. And it is good. 9:28 to go here in the second quarter. Connell now goes up 34-0. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Hey, Walla Walla, Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales. Do you know what you get when we say come join the Paragon Auto Sales family? We help in all aspects of the vehicle industry. We'll appraise your vehicle for free. We'll help you sell your vehicle. Need help finding a good mechanic? 20 years of experience, I have a great group of businesses I do business with. I do this every day. I can help you save time and money. That's just a fraction of what you get when you join our family. And no, you don't have to buy a vehicle to join. Just call or like our Facebook page. Let me be your car guy, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, they kind of dropped the ball there in that touchdown. It was a 31-yard touchdown pass from Hawkins to Reiner on the double tip deflection after the knockaway by Zaragoza. That ball, again, never hit green. And Reiner, the senior receiver, hauling it in on a 31-yard score. As Ramos going to kick it off deep and end over end, as retreating back to the 2-yard line is Grayson Taylor up the right side of the 10 versus field at the 14, spun down and dropped up at the 15-yard line is Taylor. and it's going to bring going to pin College Place back here. First and 10 at their own 15 as Connell. That last drive, 57 yards in, pausing for effect. I think that was six plays, 57 yards, what I had that last drive as. Again, highlighted by the 31-yard touchdown pass off the deflection from Hawkins to Reiner. So far on the game, passing Reiner 4 for 6 for 77 yards and one score. Connell has already put the ball in the end zone five times here, and we're only 9 minutes and 20 seconds to go here in the first half. Out come the Hawks. They're still looking for a first down here. Tight end right is Schwartz. Two wides out to the left and one to the right. Tight end flanking Moreno in shotgun. Back to pass. Moreno looks to throw. Fires over the middle. And coming back and trying to make the catch is Schwartz. Up at the 31-yard line, two defenders there. Ariza Baltazar is what I've got that down as, and Cascatalo, I'm working on my vocabulary here. Incomplete is a little curl in up the, I guess probably a deep curl, up at about the 28-yard line, falls incomplete. They'll bring up second down and 10 from the 15 with 9:15 to go here in the second quarter. Tight end right again is Schwartz, three wides out to the left as Tyner flanking Moreno. Thompson at center as Connell flinched but didn't jump offside. Moreno fires out the right side. That ball is picked off, stiff arm and breaking away as a linebacker, hauled down from behind. And they're going to say he is he in or not? I think they're going to say he put a knee down, did Austin Smith on the pick. Down to the 1 yard line as that little flat pass picked off by Smith as Moreno picked through the pass and Smith just timed it, and it'll bring up a first and goal for Connell at the Hawks 1 yard line. That was about a 19-yard return on that. First and goal at the 1 yard line. Hash mark right. Ramos will be set behind Hawkins. It's a pistol formation here. Actually, it's not Hawkins. That's Smith, and now in a quarterback. Turn hand the ball off Ramos, right side. He just dances off right tackle and waltzes into the end zone for the score. 8:58 to go here, and Ramos on his second carry gets a 1 yard touchdown after the interception. And with 8:57 to go here in the second quarter, Connell now goes up 40-0 with the extra point forthcoming here. As Ramos, who just carried the ball in, we'll see if he lines up for the extra point, and he will, with Hawkins to hold. Breast Cancer Awareness Night here as cheerleaders donned in pink pom-poms. Kick away by Ramos is good. 8:57 to go here in the second quarter. Your score, Connell 41 and College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Connell Eagles look like some sort of a video game out there offensively. 285 yards, 202 rushing, 83 passing. They up lead 41-0 as Ramos kicks a line shot kick over the head of Taylor. That'll roll and cross the goal line again in high school. If that ball crosses the plane, the goal line, it's a dead ball, so the Hawks will come out and take over first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Offensively, Connell, Jack Whidbey, 8 carries for 112 yards, 3 scores. Price, 1 for 43, 1 score. Tuttle, 2 for 39, and Ramos, 2 for 8 and 1 score passing. Hawkins, 4 for 6, 77 yards and 1 score. Leading receiver is Reiner, 3 receptions for 46 yards, 1 score. And Crunchy, 2 receptions, 37 yards. Moreno with that last pick is now 3 for 12 for 10 yards. College plays again looking to get some sort of offensive mojo going here as they're going to come out with a bunch formation in the backfield with Tyner dotting the I. Wide to either side, Moreno in shotgun, turn hand the ball off. Tyner reverses field, spins, and is driven back after a modest gain, a very modest gain of about a yard up at the 21-yard line. We'll bring up second down and 9 for the Hawks. 8:40 to go here in the second quarter. Already 41-0 for the second-ranked Connell Eagles in the SCAC. Again, they're smarting after that 28-21 loss to Royal last week. I hope to get you some score updates here shortly as we start looking at action around the eastern side of the state here. Out comes College Play, second and 9 from their own 21. Moreno and shotgun, 3 wides out to the right, snap back, hand the ball off, inside stacked up and pushed and smothered by Easterday is Tyner, and pretty much give him no gain on that play. Bring up a third down and 9. Really anxious to get an update on Chihuahua and Richland. Looks like Richland has gone up 7-0 on a 6-yard run by Ben Stanfield. It's 3:03 to go in the first half, so it's 7-0 Richland over Chihuahua, and already in a league battle for first place in the EWAC 2B, Dayton-Waitsburg 28, Kittitas 0. So 3rd and 9 from the 21, Moreno in shotgun, back to pass, looking to throw, all kinds of pressure, fires out in the flat, caught by Taylor. He has nowhere to go. Flag will fly in as it looked like Smith or the other fine gentleman in there on the tackle was Easterday, but it might have been a face mask. Yes, personal foul, 15-yard face mask. Now, that is not an automatic first. The flag does rest at the 16-yard line, which will take it up to the 31, and that should give the Hawks their initial first down of the game up at the 31-yard line on the 15-yard face mask penalty. So, hey, we'll take it however we can get it. That 15-yard penalty, like I said, moved up to the 31-yard line. Give you another update here. Nesty AC action. Royal, no surprise, 39 in the first half. Columbia Burbank, nothing. And looking for any other updates here, that's pretty much it for now. A couple of big 9 scores I could get to you later. It's, by the way, Kamiakin played Wahai last night. Kamiakin prevailed 48-21. Shotgun set for Moreno. Back to pass. Fires out in the flat, and it's just going to roll past Taylor and just skips out of bounds. Incomplete. Bring up 2nd down. And 10 from the 39-yard line. To begin action tomorrow in college football, kind of looking ahead, you've got Washington entertaining Oregon State as a 36.5-point favorite in that game. Washington State traveling tomorrow night to play at Tempe, Arizona, against the Arizona State Sun Devils. And Eastern Washington tomorrow at Bozeman, Montana, against Montana State. 2nd down and 10 for the Hawks from their own 31-yard line. Moreno in shotgun, single back, hand the ball off right up the middle. trying to pick his way as Tyner, and he is smothered down and dropped there by Peter Eden, it looked like. Short gain of a yard up to the 32-yard line. Third down and nine from there. 5:25 to go here in the first half. The Eagles already firmly in control here, 41-0, with the offensive show mainly on the ground, led by senior Jax Whitby with 8 carries, 112 yards, and 3 scores. Moreno to bring in the play here on third down and nine. College Place moving from left to right here. They've got their navy tops with orange numerals and navy helmets. Shotgun set for Moreno. Connell shows blitz. Here they come. Look out. He just widens up and fires. A little miscommunication there. Taylor was running a post, and Moreno is throwing to the outside, incomplete. And that'll bring up a fourth down. Fourth down and nine, as it looks like it'll be punting time again for the Hawks, this time from their own 32-yard line. And lo and behold, Connell's going to send back Alimu Cascatalo. Try all those syllables. Cascatalo back at his own 40 to receive Moreno's punt. Fourth and nine, snap back. Kick is away. Good kick. High and deep. Cascatalo hauls it in at the 33-yard line. He is immediately met by Kyler Tyner. Great open field tackle for no gain on the return. And the Eagles will take over first and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Is a big hit there by Tyner on the return. They're actually going to spot him down at the what? The 35-yard line. Check that. So I'm going to give Cascatalo a 2-yard return. Give Moreno a 33-yard kick. Check that. I'll call that a 35-yard kick and 2-yard return. So first and 10 for Connell at their own 35-yard line. Moreno has done a very good job, I'd say, throughout this season punting the ball, as he's had a consistent 35-yard average throughout the year, which for high school is not bad. Smith in now at quarterback. Wide, two wides out to the right. Hand the ball off left tackle. Trying to spin away. And finally wrapped and dropped is Ray in the arms of Braden Schwartz. And Diaz finishing him off. Gives Ray a gain of one up to the 36-yard line. Second down and nine, I guess. I think he got more like about a foot. But we'll call it second and nine from the 36. Smith, like I said, now in at quarterback, two wides out left and to the right. Single back in the backfield, flanking Smith. College Place with a four-man front. Back to pass, and Smith looks to throw, fires out on the right side. That ball led the receiver too much out there, intended out there for Reiner, and it was right at his feet up at about the 36-yard line. So first attempt of the night for Smith is all-league quarterback Brian Hawkins. I think his night just might be over. He was 4-for-6 for 77 yards and one score. Never actually carried the ball, did Hawkins, who's their second leading rusher. Third down and nine, middle of the field for Connell, as Smith will come under center with a wide to either side. Back to pass, rolling to his right, looking to throw, looking, firing downfield. Through the hands of a receiver up at the 47-yard line. I think that might have been Tuttle up there. And I'm still trying to see who that's intended. It's a two number there. That might be Reiner again. I couldn't quite tell, but as it is incomplete. And it'll bring up a fourth down and nine, and don't adjust your set, but it's punting time for Connell from their own 36. Looks like Smith will do the honors for Connell. Punt is away off the left side of his foot, end over end. Going to hit and be downed at the 40-yard line. That's where College Place will take over, first down and 10 after a 24-yard punt by Smith. And with 2:01 to go here in the first quarter, Connell leads 41-0, but College Place now coming back out on offense, as Connell has pretty much pulled their main offensive starters, that being Whitby and Hawkins, quarterback and running back. And we'll see what College Place can do here. They're down 41-0 here, 2-1 to go in the half. Lindstrom will come out here to the near side, ball in the middle of the field. Two other wides out here as well, Taylor and Corain. Moreno in shotgun, snap back, hand the ball off inside. Tyner spins, and he's dropped, met by a bowling ball there named Robert Ray. Short gain for Tyner for a yard. His yards have been very tough for the sophomore running back. Six carries for 2 yards on the night for Tyner as Devin Berg is going to check out here for College Place. Second and 9, call it a 2 yard gain, actually up to the 42. Did Tyner spin and get some additional yards there? Actually, that's not Berg. I think that's Josephek. Josephek coming off here. Second down and 8 from the 42. Wide to the side. Bunch formation in the backfield. Moreno with Connell showing blitz. They're going to hand the ball off the right side. He's running right into the blitz as Tyner, and about half the Connell defense swarms him down back at the, we'll be generous and call it the 39-yard line for a loss of 3. As Tyner with nowhere to go, and you can take your pick defensively with about 4 defenders swarming in. Third down and we'll call it 11, a long 11 from the 39-yard line for College Place. Clock running 45 seconds to go here in the first half, as the second-ranked Connell Eagles have been all over the scoreboard here. Hawks with a third down, and we'll call it 11 from the 39-yard line. Send 2 wides out, actually 1 wide out here to the right, 2 to the left. Tyner flanking Moreno, 4-man front for the white-shirted Eagles. Shotgun set for Moreno, snap back to pass. Looks to throw, fires over the middle. That ball caught by Corain. Makes 1-man miss, but he's caught from behind and dropped at the 45-yard line for a gain of 6, but short of the first down. It will bring up 4th down, but it also will bring up the first half horn here. The time is out here in the first half. Your score after one half of action, the Connell Eagles 41, the College Place Hawks nothing. We will take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
As we fall into a really busy time of year, don't you want something more hassle-free? You get it, because when you need it, they've got it, and they do it. Walla Walla's Postal Annex. They're the true definition of service. They have exceptional office services, scanning, print from email, business cards, rubber stamps, sending and receiving faxes. They take gift wrapping to a whole new level. It really saves you time, and beautifully done. So let Postal Annex of Walla Walla treat you every month with superb office services. Plaza Way Shopping Center with front door parking. Walla Walla's Postal Annex.
Every once in a while, a really good deal comes along. Well, this is it. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and for as little as $59 a month, you can have a new 95% efficient gas furnace. That's right, zero down and $59 a month on approved credit for a clean, burning, even heat, super reliable gas furnace, and receive a $250 rebate from Cascade Natural Gas. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 525-4868 to get your new high efficient gas furnace for only $59 a month. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Cooking dinner shouldn't be complicated. So with the help from Elgin Appliance, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid, they're making cooking fun again.
Consistent baking and mouth-watering results come standard with all Whirlpool wall ovens with the AccuBake baking system for even temperature. Or the KitchenAid double oven range with even heat or convection cycle that delivers the consistency you desire. Every meal comes out perfect.
So take the short drive to Milton Freewater and experience the Elgin Appliance difference.
This is KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place, where the number 2 ranked Connell Eagles have flexed their muscles here in the first half. Give you a stats rundown here. First of all, rushing for the Connell Eagles, Jax Whitby, the senior running back, 8 carries, 112 yards, three touchdowns, all three from 15 yards out as he's averaging 14 yards a carry. Number two rusher, actually just on one carry, is wide receiver Caleb Price, who took an inside handoff on a receiver screen and took it down the left sideline for a 43-yard score. And Jared Tuttle, two carries early on in the game for 39 yards passing. Senior Brian Hawkins, he was 5-for-7 for 83 yards and one score. His favorite receiver was Peyton Reiner. Reiner is a sophomore, actually, 5'9", 140, three receptions for 46 yards and one score. And senior receiver Stephen Crunchy, two receptions for 37 yards. Really, the only glitch in the Eagle attack tonight is their penalty situation, six penalties for 45 yards. So total offense for Connell, 203 yards rushing, 83 yards passing, 286 yards total offense. I have them unofficially for 10 first downs, 6 rushing, and 4 passing. Again, they lead 41-0 here at halftime. College Place offensively, really not too much to talk about. Kyler Tyner, 7 carries and 0 yards. Miguel Marino, 5-for-17 for 12 yards. His leading receiver, Axel Corain, 3 receptions for 11 yards. Lindstrom, 1-for-5. And I actually missed the last play of the half as College Place apparently called timeout with 2 seconds to go. And we went off the air for commercial before that play. Marino with just a jump ball, threw the ball down to about the Connell 30, where it was a jump ball between Lindstrom and Limu Keskitalo, and that ball just got knocked away incomplete, and that's how the half ended. So total offense for College Place here in the first half, I have them down with 1 first down and 8 total yards. I was able to sit down this last week, and we have a new faculty member. We have several new faculty members here at College Place High School. But one with a very interesting background is Dream Lab instructor Byron Trope. And I was able to sit down with Byron and talk about his role here at the high school. And we'll be coming back with that interview after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Hawks Halftime Show. And it's our privilege to talk with science and Dream Lab instructor Byron Trope, who's new to our school, I might add. And Byron, first of all, just tell us about the classes you teach and kind of what the gist of them is all about.
Sure. Thanks, Scott. Well, I teach two classes right now. I'm teaching a physics class, which is a traditional classical physics, Newtonian physics. And then I teach four sections of the Dream Lab. The Dream Lab is a class where students get an opportunity to tackle difficult challenges and solve problems using basically engineering methods. The idea is to give them a chance to make their thinking visible and show them that they can solve complex problems by breaking things down and using a disciplined approach to solve those problems.
So what are you doing? Let's take Dream Lab for example. What are you doing in Dream Lab right now?
It's a fun exercise. Their current challenge is to build from scratch a DC motor and make it work. So they went off online and researched 5 different designs. They had to do sketches of the designs, figure out how they build that, do pros and cons, and then they do a down select to one design that met their particular criteria. Now they're off building those now, using various tools. They might be using saws and drills and things like that, but also designing parts in 3D CAD to build things on the 3D printer. They've cut some things out on the CNC machine. So they're learning how to use some pretty advanced tools to do that. It's been interesting because the work they've done in CAD, they're using Fusion 360. We haven't had any instruction in that. They're completely self-taught at this stage and coming up with some pretty cool designs, printing them. You know, we have to go back and maybe rework a thing here or two on the designs, but they're making progress. And I think in the next week or so, we'll be hopefully getting some motors to work.
So we're looking at, they finish this class at the end of the year. What would you expect them to be able to do next year? Would there be another class? They could maybe work in an entry-level position. What do you see the next step for that, your classes?
That's a great question. We're still working through those things. There will be a second-year class that will be more independent work where they'll work on a major project. I think a student finishing this year, I hope that each one of them comes away with an appreciation of a disciplined way to tackle problems. And those problems could be anything from, you know, how to build a DC motor to how to get a date for homecoming next year. The hope is that they have abilities to take problems that normally they'd go ask somebody else how to do. Now they have the confidence and the ability to break those down and solve them for themselves. They also should have at least an appreciation for the kind of tools that are available out there. Hopefully what they'll come away with is a passion for something. They'll find, hey, I would like to go design DC motors, for example, or who knows what it could be, video games. They'll have had exposure to the tools that they can explore in that second year class with more freedom to design and build in the next year.
Okay, let's talk about your background in industry. And I know you're kind of like me, you kind of came into education late. Tell us about where you've come from.
Okay. So my undergrad degree, I went to Naval Academy. I was a submarine officer for 7 years. At sea for about five of that. In the last couple of years, I taught at Nuclear Power School. That's where I think I got the bug to want to be a teacher. After leaving the Navy, I went out and worked in the commercial world for about 30 years in various roles in technology companies. So we did things with RF electronics, fiber optics, electronics. Big part of what I guess you'd say this whole dot-com bubble and then the communications explosion the last 20 years was due in part to things we designed and built in that industry. So I was an executive in that for the last 20 years. Got tired of working with Silicon Valley venture capitalists, and my wife said, well, what is it you really want to do? And, you know, I want to come teach. So brought me to College Place.
There you are. So when the kids walk into class every day, what is in the back of your mind as to these are the really core values I want to instill in my class today?
So again, that's absolutely essential to what, you know, I think why both of us got back to teaching. You know, we see a world there that's changed a great deal. You know, I guess we're getting older because we complain about kids now. But, you know, what I want them to understand are the basic, you know, the very basic values, integrity, hard work, you know, doing an honest day's work for an honest day's pay, making yourself a better person every day, being kind and trustworthy, earning respect, and giving respect. So those are, you know, the core things that, to help them be better members of society. I think we have to show them. There's a great story I heard Colin Powell tell a couple of years ago. He was in Africa on safari. He loves animals. And they were talking about these elephants, and there were these two teenage elephants that were going crazy, and they were doing un-elephant things like killing rhinoceroses and hippopotamuses. And they were thinking about destroying the elephants. Local village elder said to him, you know, there's a better solution. You have, you know, some more mature elephants, 50, 60 year old elephants, put one or two in with these young kids where they're at, and I think that'll help. Within, you know, days, these elephants began to learn what it's like to be an elephant. So for me, I think a big part of it is, you know, we want to teach kids how to be elephants.
All right. What do you like best about your teaching role here?
You know, I think the thing that's best about this is from top to bottom, whether it be the superintendent down to the newest student in the school. I think it's a community that has a set of common values. They're good people. Every single person I met has been, you know, a positive person, someone that I enjoyed interacting with. The staff and people here at the school are incredibly helpful, seeing the same from the community. So every day you get to come in and work with good people. And to me, that's really the blast of this. And you know, when you got 50 kids or so, you know, let's say 20 at a time, 15 to 20 at a time, operating power tools, it's certainly going to be exciting. So, you know, it's fun. I think they're learning quickly, and, you know, it's very rewarding every day, even the challenging days.
And then you're proposing to start a new chapter here at the high school. Just briefly describe what that looks like right now.
So I know you do the Future Business Leaders of America, which is, you know, a common theme for me as well. But something that's a good analog to that, something to go along with it, would be this TSA. It's called Technology Students of America. So this is an organization much like FBLA where kids get an opportunity to exercise leadership, learn to work in teams, build challenging things that they can go compete at a state and national level for. So it really gives a chance to take the class to the next dimension. As a part of that organization, you also get access to materials, curriculum that I think will enrich our Dream Labs experience here at the school.
Again, we've been talking with College Place High School science and Dream Lab instructor Byron Trope. And we will continue with the halftime show after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
Boys like to throw rocks. Girls usually don't. But they do encourage such behavior in their boys, depending on the rock. I'm Skip Kenneth at Falkenberg's Jewelers, and boys, we have the kind of rocks that girls love, and you only need to toss one to make her happy. It's a short toss, too, from your hand to hers, and when she sees her new rock, she's going to say, let's play catch more often. Falkenberg's Jewelers, for boys who like to throw rocks, and for the girls who encourage such behavior.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where handmade cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments, just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawksfield here in College Place, where it's been all Colonel here in the first half, 41-0. The Eagles lead at the half. I want to give you some updates. First of all, in SCAC play, no surprise, right before half, Royal over Columbia Burbank, who will be College Place's next opponent next week in Burbank. Royal at 53-6 before the half. And at Edgar Brown Stadium, the star of Tijuana, Andrew Vargas, actually lost two fumbles right before the final minute, but Richland takes a 7-0 lead into the locker room at halftime in that battle for first place in the Columbia Basin Conference. Tri-City Herald reporters said the half ends with controversial incompletion in end zone, crowd yelling enough to get an untimed down, and questionable pass interference no call. That was from the Tri-City Herald. Give some updates here on sports on campus. First of all, for volleyball, this is from Coach Amber Bryant. We played an incredible game against the Connell Eagles. last night in their gym. Our girls really showed up to play some quality, controlled, and competitive volleyball. Although Connell swept them in three sets, she said she could not be more proud of those girls for playing with a heart. After the game, Coach Bryant was able to shower the girls with praise for being enthusiastic from beginning to end, bench and on the court. Sophomore CeCe Rodriguez had a clutch game for the team in digs with 10, serve received passing, 6 perfect passes and serves. Natalie Parsons had a great showing at the net with multiple block and attack attempts. So the numbers are shining and bright. The sure play sure was. We play Columbia Burbank on Thursday for their last game of the season at home. This is also a breast cancer awareness game, so please come out and support us and wear our pink. That from Coach Bryant. And girls soccer from Trista Rogers. Our last road game resulted in the loss to Connell 3-0 after Lady Hawks struggled to get off the bus and get going. It takes a seasoned player to know how to keep their head in the game after such a long season, how to get on a bus and shake off the sluggishness. They've come a long way this season, but still have plenty more to learn as a novice team. Despite our slow start, we played hard and tried some new positions in hopes of bringing home a new win at our final home game. And earlier in the week, against the number one team from the SCAC, Canada Benton, the Lady Hawks lost 2-0 to a team that previously in the year they lost to 7-0. So if you want to measure progress, that was that for the Lady Hawks. They held Canada Benton to no goals in the first half. In the last 20 minutes, Kybe was able to get on with 2 goals. Freshman Stephanie Saldana had yet another standout performance. Saldana blocked 1 penalty kick and had countless other saves, including 3 which involved collisions with Kybe's aggressive offense. She truly controlled the game from rallying her team with her stellar performance to setting the pace of the game with her ability to stop a shot and hold it while her teammates reset their offense. And also, Bo Maiden Jr. had a big game as well for the Hawks against Kybe. We're almost teeing it off here as we're getting ready to set start action here in the third quarter with Taylor and Crane back deep for College Place. They will move from left to right. Good news is the rain has kind of subsided here, but there's been a little bit thicker fog as it's kind of hovering over Walmart here. Deep kickoff to send back to the goal line is Crane up the middle of the field looking for a lane, spins, and tries to break free, and looks like he might have something going there, but he is knocked down at the 20, call it the 23-yard line, it looks like. We'll see where they spot it down here, 23, and it'll bring up first and 10 there for the Hawks. Again, they had just 1 first down in that first half, that coming by the face mask variety. So first and 10, College Place hash mark right at their own 23-yard line as Connell leads 41-0 here. As out we come, as we probably will have a running clock for the remainder of the game here. Whites either side, bunch formation with Moreno in the backfield, 4-man front for Connell. Back to pass, that ball knocked down by Connor Neal is what I've got there. And he got the hand right there in the face, lifted that big paw up and knocked Moreno's pass down right at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete, going to bring up second down and 10 from the 23-yard line hash mark right. And breast cancer awareness night here, the Lady Hawk cheerleaders with their pink pom-poms. So out they come, second down and 10. They're going to go with wide to either side, bunch formation surrounding Moreno with Schwartz dotting the eye behind Miguel. Take the handoff. They're going to run option left, pitch the ball late to Schwartz. Ball pops straight up in the air, caught in the air by the receiver out there. It's going to be a big loss back inside the 20 as Schwartz took the pitch and then got blasted. And he's down, I do believe. Up at the 20, looked like Kareem swept in to make the catch on the fumble, but we have a player down, and we will take a break here. 10:32 to go here in the third quarter. Your score, Connell 41 and College Place nothing. We will take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Hi, I'm Sandy Kimball. My husband, Todd, is running for county commissioner. I know Todd best as a husband and father and an incredibly hard worker, both on the farm and in the office. He gets more done in a day than most people do in a week. Todd has been very involved in the life of our community for as long as I can remember. He has volunteered to serve on many business and community boards and has coached youth sports for many years. He'd be a great county commissioner. Please exercise your right to vote this November.
This is KGDC2 Walla Walla.
It's Hector Diaz, the sophomore lineman, coming off slowly. And it'll bring up a third and 16. Is going to head into the bench here. Third and 16, Hawks to the hash mark left. Send three wide receivers out to the right. Moreno in shotgun. Schwartz flaking him. Four-man front for the Eagles. As we have two players jump on the snap. And that'll be the first penalty against College Place on the evening. Illegal procedure will march it back to that scrimmage was about the 17. That'll push it back to about the 12. Third and very long now. Third and about, okay, I'm doing the math. They got the ball at about the 13-yard line. They have to get up to the 33. So it's about third and 20 for the Hawks here. Moreno coming in from the sideline with the play here. As we have running clock here, 9:42 to go in the third. Connell leads 41-0. Moreno going to come out here to the near side, lined up wide right, two wides out to the left. Moreno in shotgun, again, third and 20. Snap back, back to pass, looking to throw. Fires deep, and that ball is going to be picked off and crumpling down up at the 36-yard line is the defender, but that is Luis Ramos, has already scored a touchdown. And he picks that off as just not quite enough air underneath that pass by Moreno as he suffers his second pick of the evening. And Connell will take over with excellent field position at the Hawk 31-yard line. As Ramos, again, he has played some running back. He's kicked extra points, and now he has an interception there at the Hawk 36 as David Rogers checking in at the left end spot here for College Place. They come out with Austin Smith in quarterback, pistol set. That they're going to run with Ramos behind him. One man slotted inside. Now Ramos steps next to Smith. There's one man in motion across the formation. Fake the fly sweep, and Smith is going to take it along the left side, looking for an angle. He's going to get pushed out of bounds inside the 30. Is giving pursuit was Xavier Thompson and also Cam Lindstrom down inside the 30. Spot him down at the 28-yard line. Gives Smith a gain of 8 on the carry. That will bring up something in the vicinity of second down. Yes, call it second down and 2. Connell hash mark left from the Hawk 38-yard line. Again, Smith will check in. He'll be in shotgun set, flanked by Ramos. Tuttle in motion across the formation. Just keeping again, it's going to be a quarterback sweep to the right side. Cutting inside is Smith, and he is blasted down at about the 30-yard line. As it looks like that was Lindstrom with the contact there. Actually, call that the 25. Check that. gives Smith a gain of about 3 yards down to the 25. As he just takes that snap and just starts running wide. No secret there with two running backs leading the blocking. First and 10, Connell moving from right to left here. Tuttle flanks Smith with Ramos dotting the eye. Tight formation for Connell. Hand the ball off right up the middle. Ramos, and he breaks through the College Place defense down inside the 15 for a first down. Finally wrapped up down there. I think that was Zaragoza. Again, down to about the 14-yard line. But give Ramos a gain of 11 yards on that play. We're at 7:25 to go here in the third quarter. Eagles lead 41-0. Again, they are second-ranked and coming off a loss last week from Royal, but they have their sights set on getting back to the state final. Smith now under center with Ramos behind him. One man slotted inside. Toss sweep right side. Ramos cutting inside, and he's going to be dropped down at about the 10-yard line. Taylor on the stop down there. Give Ramos a gain of 4 yards on the sweep. Bring up a second down and 6 for Connell, looking to get another scoring update. It looks like Chihuahua has lost their 4th fumble of the night, and Richland has their ball in Chihuahua territory starting out the second half at Edgar Brown. Second down and 6 from the 10. Smith under center, handoff left side, and breaking for the corner is Ramos at the foot race with a flag coming in. He's cut down just short of the goal line by Lindstrom. As, again, a flag coming in. And we'll see what the play call is. I would imagine that's going to be a hold. Yes, that is holding. That would be a spot foul. As it looks like they'll administer that somewhere in the vicinity of the 6-yard line. So we'll give Ramos technically an 8-yard run. But the hold at the 6-yard line will move it back to the 16. So they have to get down to the 5. So it'd be second down and 11 Eagles. Hash mark left at the College Place 16. Smith under center with Ramos behind him. One man slotted left, 4-man front. Take the handoff, looking to throw is Smith. Fires into the end zone, a man coming wide open across the formation. Has a touchdown for Dylan Radke. Radke, the junior, 6 feet, 185-pound tight end, just coming around from the right side across the defense, and he just sneaks in behind the linebackers, and it is a touchdown from 16 yards out. The backup, Austin Smith, to Radke for the score, and Connell goes up 47-0. With the extra point forthcoming here for Ramos, as Hawkins is going to run out here. And here we go. Lines are set. Ramos in for his 6th attempt of the night. Snap, spot, kick is up, and it is good. 5:27 to go here in the third quarter. Your score, Connell 48, College Place nothing. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC 2.
Total Office Concepts and Xerox, leading names in office technology, have teamed up to bring real and affordable solutions for managing and printing documents. With the Xerox exclusive app gallery, you can customize the Xerox MFP to handle documents the way you need, rather than conforming to some vendor's idea of how your workflow should be managed. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 at Total Office Concepts. We make your workspace work.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back to Hawks Field here in College Place, where Connell has gone up 48-0 on a 16-yard pass play from Smith to Radke. Line shot down the middle of the field on the kickoff. Up the right side is Taylor. up to 25. It has a little bit of an angle. He's going to be run out of bounds in front of the College Place bench up at about the 35-yard line. Give Taylor a return of 20 yards on that play. And Hawks will take over with a decent field position here at the 35-yard line. Again, it's been all Connell tonight here. They lead 48-0 with 4:56 to go in the third quarter. I'm typing in an update here if you're wondering why the pause to the Tri-City Herald. Moreno will come out in shotgun. Hand the ball off right side. Cutting inside is Schwartz, and he is trying to break free. Couldn't quite separate himself from Easterday as he is swarmed down at the 35-yard line. And it'll bring up second down and 10 there as offensively College Place, especially in the running game, nowhere to go as they have a total on the night net minus 10 yards rushing. Second and 10 from the 35-yard line. Try to get you some scores here as the evening moves on. Again, Richland still leading Chihuahua 7-0 in the third quarter. Empty backfield. Moreno and shotgun, three wides out to the left. Snap back, fires out in the flat, through the hands, and incomplete as trying to run with it was Schwartz before he actually caught it. And it looks like former Connell running back Parker McCary has taken it in for a score, and Richland now leads Chihuahua 14-0 with 8:48 to go in the third quarter in that battle for first place in the Columbia Basin Conference. As we are here, third and 10, Hawks with 3:22 to go in the third quarter, and it's been all Connell again. 48-0 Eagles lead here as they look to get back on the winning ways after their 28-21 loss to top-ranked Royal last week. Again, Connell has been undefeated the last two seasons with the exception of their games against Royal where they've lost three straight. Third and 10, three wide receivers out to the left for the Hawks, one man out to the right, Moreno in shotgun. Snap back through his hands. He's going to try to pick it up and run up the left side. Has a little bit of an angle. He's going to go right down the middle of the field to the 50, the 45, the 40. And a broken play, Miguel Moreno inside the 30. Cutting back inside, finally knocked out of bounds on the 27-yard line. Give Moreno a run of 38 yards. And definitely College Place's biggest gain of the year, of the game. And it is their first down by the conventional methods. We'll call them down at the 23-yard line. That was actually a 42-yard run. I got to do the math here. And that was a great offensive call there. Just kidding. That wasn't what they expected. As he was in shotgun and dropped the snap, picked it off. Picked it up and then ran right down the middle of the field and all of a sudden had all kinds of green grass in front of him. First and 10, Hawks to Connell, 23. Miguel in shotgun. They have three wides out to the right and one to the left. Empty backfield, back to pass. All kinds of pressure. He's going to hang it up. And Lindstrom goes out and gets it. It's over his head, incomplete, with Reiner out there on the coverage. That looked promising just for a second as it was over the left shoulder of Lindstrom, but he was unable to time his route there. And it falls incomplete. Second down and 10 from the Connell 23 as we again have running clock here in the third quarter here. We're down to 1:12 to go in the quarter. Connell up 48-0, most recently on a 16-yard pass play from Smith to Radke. College Place second and 10 at the Connell 23. They're obviously their best penetration of the game. Three wides out left. Blitz coming for Connell. Timing pattern. Lindstrom trying to get free of the defender. And are we going to throw a flag out? Please do. And no, they're not. As it looked like Lindstrom trying to separate himself from the defender down there, that being Cascatallo, and he basically put his big paw out there. Lindstrom could not get free of him, but I'm not sure if the referee, maybe he didn't have a flag in his pocket. It looked like he was getting ready to throw something, and there was nothing there. Third and 10 from the 23, I'm being totally facetious, of course. Third and 10 from the Connell 23-yard line. Tynier will flank Marino in shotgun as Crane, Taylor, and Lindstrom out to the left. Four-man front for Connell. As I don't know if we're going to get this playoff, we are not. That'll do it here for the third quarter. Your score after three, Connell 48 and College Place nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC 2.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Hey Walla Walla, 3 years strong. Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales, your perfect choice for your next vehicle. If we don't have what you're looking for, no problem. We have thousands of vehicles we can search through. Need financing? We have that too. Rates as low as 2.99%. How about a first-time buyer with no cosigner? No problem. We can help there as well. Let me be your car guy. I can help with all aspects of the vehicle industry. Come see us today or visit us at usedcarswallawalla.com or check my Facebook page, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
This is KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Well, we're back to Hawks Field here in College Place where the Hawks have gone on a foray here on a 42-yard run by Miguel Moreno after he dropped a shotgun snap and just took off down the field up the middle all the way to Connell's 23. Third and 10 now for College Place. Moreno in shotgun, flanked by Tynier, two wides out right and one left. Connell showing blitz. And we have movement on the line, and I think as everything winds down in slow motion, it's going to be a procedure call on College Place. Give you an update here. Chihuahua has lost their fifth fumble of the evening. They got as far as the Richland one, and that's where they fumbled it and lost it, and that's five lost fumbles on the evening for Chihuahua, as Richland still leads that now 14-0. The call is actually encroachment against Connell. That'll bring up a third down and five. Clock running now, ball down at the 18-yard line. Third and five, as it would be nice to see the Hawks break the plane to the end zone here. Third and five, three wide receivers bunched to the far side. Tynier flanking Marino, as they're going to hand the ball off inside as Tynier trying to break free, and he's going to be stood up and dropped pretty much right at the line of scrimmage, as there is Connor Neal along with Robert Ray, and we're going to call that no gain. It'll bring up a fourth down and five right at the 18-yard line. So fourth-ranked Chihuahua has been putting the ball on the turf tonight with all kinds of benefits to Richland, who's ranked second coming into that game. Of course, the winner will they will finish the year as a champion of the Columbia Basin Conference. So fourth down and five here for College Place, hash mark left. Thompson comes out over the ball at center. Miguel Moreno again in at shotgun, flanked by Tynier, two wides out left and one right. Four-man front for Connell. Moreno looks over the defense, taking his time, getting some instructions from Coach Pond. Chess Matt's here. He's pointing Taylor over to the right side. So we have double wides to the right. Wides to the right. Shotgun set. Back to pass. Moreno looks to throw. Fires inside way over the head of Moreno, and a flag comes in. As they're going to say, Reiner was hanging on the back at the 6'3 frame of Cameron Lindstrom. And, again, in high school, there's no such thing as uncatchable pass. No, there's no such thing as uncatchable pass. Don't give me that signal, please. Okay? In high school, if there is contact, there's no such thing as uncatchable, and they're going to say pass interference against Connell's. I'm sorry, but I saw the receiver looking at the coach. I think he was just asking for a ball, but it looked like he was doing the hand over the head signal of uncatchable. But it's going to go as PI, pass interference, against Connell. And from the ball being at the 18-yard line, that'll be a half the distance to the goal. And that is not an automatic first down, but the yardage does result in a first down for College Place. They're going to have a first and goal at the 9-yard line of the Connell Eagles. Again, Hawks trying to punch it in here. Clock running, 9:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. They trail 48-0. Moreno in shotgun. Flanked by Tyner. Three wides out right. Hand the ball up inside Tyner. A little bit of an angle there, but he is swarmed down at the 7-yard line. Give him a gain of 2 there on the play. So second down and goal now from the 7. As offense hard to come by here tonight for College Place, other than that 42-yard run by Moreno, he's passing 5 for 22 with 2 interceptions and 12 yards. Second and goal from the 7, send out Taylor, Lindstrom, and Corain out to the right. Tyner will flank Moreno. Schwartz, the tight end on the left side. Four-man front showing blitz, rolling to his right. Moreno flat fires over the middle and going down. Try to scoop it like an infielder down about the goal line is Corain. He can't go down low enough, and that pass is incomplete. We'll bring up third down and 7 again. College football action tomorrow. Washington State at Arizona State tomorrow night. Oregon State at Washington tomorrow at 3:30. Washington only a 36.5-point favorite, and Eastern Washington on the road in Big Sky action at Montana State. Third and goal from the 7 for the Hawks. Three wides again out to the right side. Tyner flanking Moreno with Schwartz tight end left. Four-man front for the white-shirted Eagles. Here comes the blitz. Back to pass. Moreno, that ball is tipped at the line. Knocked away, incomplete by Easterday as he's been all over the place tonight. He knocks that one down right at the line of scrimmage. And that is now 1, 2, 3. That's 8 consecutive incomplete passes for Moreno. And it'll bring up a fourth and goal from the 7-yard line with 7:15 to go here in the game. Connell well in front here, 48-0. But another shot here for the Hawks at the end zone. Richland had a 97-yard TD pass called back. They're having to punt deep in their own territory, still leading 14-0 in that game. Three wides out to the right. Tyner flanking again. Moreno, same set as last time. Blitz showing by Connell. Here they come. Moreno fires over the middle, and that ball intended for Crane on the crossing pattern. Knocked away down there at the goal line. And it'll be a turnover on down for the Hawks. They got as far as the 7, but that's where Connell's going to take over first and 10 here with 6:40 to go here in the game. There's that fog creeping in over from the backside here of the Walmart parking lot. Austin Smith, the sophomore, 6'2", 185-pound quarterback under center. He can just do a quarterback sneak, and all of a sudden he goes, he's like, wow, I actually have some running room here. As he drives up to the 13-yard line, gives Smith a gain of 6, trying to give them some operating room there. Gain of 6 up to the 13 to bring up second down and 4 there. On the evening so far, Connell, 243 yards rushing, 83 yards passing. Total offense, 326. And again, they lead this game 48-0 here with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Second-ranked Connell. And last score we had for Royal in Columbia Burbank was 53-6 right before the half. Royal well in front of that. Second and 4 from the 13, back to pass, pump fake. And Smith's going to hang it out. He's got two receivers out there. Diving catch made up at the 40-yard line is the receiver. And that is Radke, who had the touchdown a moment ago.
Dylan Radke.
And that is a gain on the pump and go, 27 yards on the catch by Radke. So first and 10 for Connell up at the 40-yard line. So Austin Smith, the sophomore quarterback, now 2 for 4 for 43 yards. That one, like I said, going for 27 up to the 40-yard line. Hash mark right. Smith in shotgun, snapped, hand the ball off left side. As it's Ray, all kinds of running room across the midfield stripe, gets up to the 46-yard line is Ray. And just a little toss sweep there. He picks up 14 yards and another Eagle first down up at the actually College Place side of the field at the Hawks 46-yard line. 4:33 to go here in the game. Connell well in front, 48-0. Even get you another update here from action across the west side. And my Wi-Fi decided to check out on me for a second here. First and 10, hash mark left in the Hawk 46-yard line. Long count by Smith. He's looking to throw. Now he's going to run to his right on the keeper, trying to gain the corner. And dropping him down after a short game is Taylor. Gain is Taylor at the 43-yard line to give Smith a gain of 3. But Grayson closing quickly on him, wraps up the ankles and drops him at the 43-yard line. They'll bring up 2nd down and 7 from there. And we're down to 3:40 to go here in the game. It'll bring up a 2nd and 7 from the 43-yard line. Hash mark right, Smith in shotgun, flanked by Ray, two wides either side. Snap back, back to pump throw, pump fake. Deep pass down the middle of the field, as back there is Shoemate. But jumping in front of him at the last second is Dylan Radke, and he hauls it in down at about the 13-yard line. Give Radke a gain of 30 yards on that reception, and big chunks of yardage being gobbled up here by the Connell Eagles, as Smith now 3 for 5 for 73 yards. He's about ready to pass the starter, Hawkins, in yards thrown tonight. Actually, we'll call it a 29-yard gain. Down to the 14, as it looked like Jackson Shoemate was back there to make the play, but Radke stepping in front and making the catch at the 14-yard line. Pistol set with Smith and Ray in the backfield, and then Ray drops the handoff and now picking it up and firing out in the flat. That ball is caught out there by the receiver. And did he get in? Yes. What's the call? I thought that was Whitby out there. And is that in for the score? Yes, it is. So not exactly sure what Jax Whitby is doing out there in the fourth quarter with Connell leading 48-0. That is interesting. We won't comment on that too much. But as it is, it's Whitby's fourth touchdown of the evening on a 14-yard reception from Austin Smith after that ball was dropped on the handoff. And Smith just picked it up and fired in desperation. And Whitby hauled it in and took it down the sideline for the score. In for the extra point is Ramos. Lines are set, snap, spot, kick is up, and it is good. 2:07 to go here in the game. Your score now, Connell 55 and College Place nothing. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to action here at Hawks Field. 2:07 to go as it's a 14-yard pathway from Smith to Whitby. It's fourth score of the game. New kicker in, line shot kick taken by Corain up the right side, 25, and he's going to be hauled down and dropped right there by Peter Eden. We've called his name a couple of times tonight. About a 13-yard return for the Hawks. Royal now up 60-13 with 4:21 to go in the third quarter over Columbia Burbank, and a total destruction there for Royal. Of course, they're top ranked. Just trying to get another update from Chihuahua, and there's another Riverhawk fumble, but this time Chihuahua fell on their own. They put the ball on the turf seven times tonight, and actually make that eight times they fumbled the ball, and they've had to punt away to Richmond. Richmond's still leading 14-0 in that game. Moreno back in shotgun, fires out in the flat for Tyner up the right sideline. Has a little angle. He's going down the left side, and then he's finally knocked down up at the 43-yard line in the hands of Austin Smith. Actually count him out at the 45-yard line. Biggest pass play of the evening. That one going for 20 yards to Tyner just out in the flat. He just outraced the defenders. And it's a College Place first down, their first by way of passing, fourth overall. Clock running with 40 seconds to go. Ball up at the 45-yard line. Connell leads here 55-0. Out they come, hash mark left. Moreno stole back in the backfield, double wides left, three to the right, four-man front, back to pass, looking to throw, slips, and he put the knee down back at the 37-yard line. So that slippery turf finally caught up with Miguel for a loss of eight back to the 37, and clock runs, and that'll do it here, and time is out. So a difficult night for College Place, really totally outmatched here tonight by the second-ranked Connell Eagles. Final score here from Hawks Field and College Place, Connell 55, College Place nothing. We'll return with the post-game recap after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC2.
As we fall into a really busy time of year, don't you want something more hassle-free? You get it, because when you need it, they've got it, and they do it. Walla Walla's Postal Annex. They're the true definition of service. They have exceptional office services. Scanning, print from email, business cards, rubber stamps, sending and receiving faxes. They take gift wrapping to a whole new level. It really saves you time, and beautifully done. So let Postal Annex of Walla Walla treat you every month with superb office services. Plazaway Shopping Center with front door parking. Walla Walla's Postal Annex.
Have you ever heard of the old saying, it's too good to be true? Well, this isn't it. For a limited time, you can receive up to $1,600 in rebates from Total Comfort Solutions on the purchase of a new comfort system and low-interest financing. A new high-efficient, super-quiet heat pump system for as little as $149 a month. And wait, you may qualify for another $1,100 rebate from your utility company. That's $2,700 direct to you. I love getting money in the mail. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 525-4868 or visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see.
More to see than can ever be seen, in fact.
That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Cooking dinner shouldn't be complicated, So with the help from Elgin Appliance, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid, they're making cooking fun again. Consistent baking and mouth-watering results come standard with all Whirlpool wall ovens with the AccuBake baking system for even temperature. Or the KitchenAid double oven range with even heat or convection cycle that delivers the consistency you desire. Every meal comes out perfect. So take the short drive to Milton Freewater and experience the Elgin Appliance difference.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. The scoreboard has already gone dark on a drizzly evening here in College Place, both actually and figuratively, as a drizzly evening for College Place's offense and defense as Connell comes in after smarting from a 28-21 loss at home to Royal last week, and they totally dominate this game 55-0. I'll give you a statistical recap here. Leading rusher was Jax Whitby, the senior, 8 carries, 112 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Second leading rusher was actually the receiver, Price, on 1 carry for 43 yards and 1 score. Jared Tuttle early on, 2 carries for 39 yards. Austin Smith, quarterback, 4 for 20. And Luis Ramos, 5 for 31 and 1 score. Passing, Hawkins, 5 for 7 for 83 yards and 1 score. And late, it was Austin Smith with, he was actually the leading passer for Connell, 4 for 6 for 86 yards and 2 scores. Leading receiver was Dylan Radke, 3 receptions, 72 yards, 1 touchdown. Peyton Reiner, 3 for 46, 1 touchdown. Stephen Cronchy, 2 for 37. And Jax Whitby, 1 for 14. Connell penalized 9 times for 69 yards, and they had a total of 16 first downs, 429 yards total offense, 260 in the air, and 169 yards on the ground. College Place's running game, aside from one broken play where Miguel Moreno dropped the snap and then ran right back down the middle of the field for a 42-yard gain, they had a total of 26 yards rushing. Moreno passing, 6 for 26, 2 interceptions, and 32 yards. Leading receiver was Corain, 3 for 11. Tyner did have that one reception late for 20 yards. Total offense, College by 58 yards, 26 to the ground, and 32 to the air. 4 first downs, and they did have the 2 turnovers on interceptions. And again, it was all Connell. They were up 41-0 at halftime. Added 2 touchdowns here in the second half, and they take it going away 55-0. We'll be in action next week. Again, the inaugural season of the College Place Hawks will be in action next week on the road at Burbank to face the Columbia Burbank Coyotes. Pregame will start at 6:35 p.m. next Friday, and the game will then start, action will start at 7 o'clock again from Burbank. Thanks again to Daniel Johns for all of his great work back at the station. This is Scott Reardon, and I wish you a great weekend and a wonderful evening. Good night.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.